The U.S. Department of Transportation proposed a comprehensive set of rules today in response to fiery crashes involving trains carrying crude oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota. Tony Schick has more.
The rules would phase out use of an older, flawed type of rail tank car over the next 2 years. They also require slower speed, better brakes, and more carefully planned routes for trains carrying flammable materials. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said the rules are a good start, but still don't do enough to provide information to emergency responders in cities along rail lines.
Communities like Baker City and Bend and Eugene could really be in the dark still, and that's, you know, unacceptable to me.
Northwest city officials and environmental groups, meanwhile, have each asked for swifter action than the new rules offer. City council members from Seattle asked the Transportation Department for a ban on Bakken oil shipments in older tank cars. Labor unions and the rail industry supported the proposed rules, especially the new tank car requirements. Each has expressed a desire for more information on how the rules might affect commerce. I'm Tony Schick, reporting.